بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين وقال تعالى أيضا لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال تعالى أيضا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين عن رب العلماء Respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is the most merciful, the most compassionate, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our master and our leader, our teacher, our mentor, and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, in the ayat al-kareemah which I have recited before you, in the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in describing our Nabi, Allah in describing the final Nabi, our mentor and our teacher, Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ Allah says, and it is on account of the mercy of Allah that you deal with them gently. So one quality that Allah brings about of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayah is Allah says it is on account of the mercy of Allah that you deal with them gently. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ Allah says, and had you been severe on them, had you been harsh-hearted, they would have scattered away from you. They would have turned away from you, they would have dispersed away from you. So respected elders and friends, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, you and I know, had ushered in the dawn of a new era of civilization. It had ushered into a new era of human civilization and development through the greatest, through the birth of the greatest of humankind, through the birth of the greatest of mankind, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, it was under his leadership. Now I just need you to concentrate on the word leadership today. And you will understand as I go along in my talk what I mean by leadership. So it was under whose leadership the Arabian Peninsula was transformed from an unkoth, from a nomadic, immoral and violent society into the cradle and the fortress of human civilization. Respected elders and friends, its inhabitants who were once regarded as social lepers became the guiding stars of humanity at large. Friends, the question is, how did our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieve this nay impossible feat? What kind of statesmanship, what kind of leadership did he display to win over the hearts and the minds of the very people who persecuted him and the very people who plotted to murder him? So what kind of leadership, what kind of statesmanship did he display in winning over these people? People, friends, who spat at him. People who spat at him suddenly applied his sweat and perspiration as perfume.
Allah.
Now, respected elders and friends, with the current scenario that is playing out in the world today, and we all perhaps know what is happening in the Middle Eastern countries, I wish not to speak on the political aspect of what is happening. That is there for everybody to see. What I want to relate to you today is that Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into this world not as a ruler but as a leader. And there is a vast difference between the two. One is a ruler and one is a leader. And as we go along, you will come to the conclusion how many are ruling the world and how many are leading the world. Respected elders and friends, you need to understand that you see, a leader shows the way. A leader shows the way and guides by his own example. Whilst a ruler simply demands compliance. A leader would lead by example. A ruler would say, do this or else. Do this or else. A leader has certain inherent qualities. These qualities, be it on a personal level, or be it on a collective level, but these qualities have the potential and it has the ability to inspire and to motivate others towards a specific goal or towards a specific object. A leader enjoys the admiration and the respect of his followers. A ruler imposes himself by coercive means. Friends, a leader derives his authority through willful obedience, whilst a ruler, authority is dependent on power and law. So there's a vast difference between who a leader is and who a ruler is. And mine and your Nabi came into this world. He came as a leader, not as a ruler. Pay attention to the following examples. A leader emerges amongst people. A ruler campaigns amongst people. Understand? A leader emerges amongst people. A ruler will campaign amongst people. In this regard, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, do not ask for position of authority. Gee, do not look for position of authority. Why? If you are granted this position as a result of your asking, you will be left alone to discharge the responsibilities. Nevertheless, if you are granted it by not making any request, you will be helped by Allah to discharge your responsibilities. So friends, a ruler emerges amongst people. A leader, a ruler campaigns amongst people. Listen to the next one. A leader derives his appeal from humility and humbleness. A ruler derives his appeal from superiority and arrogance. In his first speech as the Khalifa of the Muslims, friends, there is so much we got to offer to the world. There is so much if we can offer to the world that my Nabi has taught us, if we can just stop and break a little bit and stop and say, you know, what is my purpose in life? And we can just come out of this rat race for a few minutes and inshallah see what Islam has to offer. So as I'm saying, a leader derives his appeal from humility and humbleness. A ruler derives his appeal from superiority. In his first speech of the Khalifa of Islam, listen to the humbleness of this Khalifa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, regarding whom my Nabi had said, if there was anybody that I have taken a friend,
I would have taken Abu Bakr as my friend.
I have repaid everybody in this world with regard to the good that they have did for me. I have never repaid Abu Bakr with regard to the good he did for me. Now, as the first Khalifa of Islam, the first speech that he made, listen to what he had said. He said that I have been appointed as a ruler over you, although I am not the best amongst you. Allahu Akbar. What humbleness, friends. What humbleness. We in our hearts, hey, we want that position, you know. But Kali will say, Kenny, never mind. You know what? Never mind, give it to somebody else. But Dilma lage. Dilma lage. So look at him. He says, you know what? I'm not the best amongst you, but you have chosen me as a Khalifa. I have never sought this position, nor has there been ever a desire in my heart to have this preference to anyone else. Then friends, listen to what he says. He says, if I do right, you must help me and you must obey me. If I go astray, set me right. If I go astray, set me right. Obey me for as long as I obey Allah and His Rasul. If I disobey them, you have no obligation to obey me. Allahu Akbar. This was the speech of the first Khalifa of Islam, radiyallahu anhu. May Allah grant him the highest stages. Friends, listen to the next one. A leader's hallmark is mercy. A ruler's hallmark is authority. With regard to the mercy of our leader, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention is made in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, we have not sent you forth except as a mercy unto mankind. So a leader's hallmark is mercy. A ruler's hallmark is authority. Such was the compassion, such was the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to say, when I start the prayers, when I start to lead the prayers, intending to lengthen it. Here's a very big lesson for me. I speak to myself with regard to this. He says, when I intend to lengthen it, then I hear a child crying. I hear a child crying. So what I do, I make it shorter, knowing that a mother will be distressed by the cries of her child. Allah. What such mercy, friends. Aisha radiallahu anha says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss, he used to hug his grandchildren, and to the extent that one day there was a villager present. And this villager was surprised and he said, I have 10 children. I have never kissed any of them. I have never kissed any of them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he who does not show mercy will not have mercy shown on him. Listen to the next one, friends. A leader shows undying concern. A ruler demands undying obedience. A leader shows undying concern for the people that he is ruling. A ruler demands unyielding obedience. Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Look at the concern that he had. He says, there comes to you a messenger from amongst yourself. It grieves him that you should suffer. It depresses him. It makes him sad to see his ummah suffer. He is so anxious over you. To the believers, he is most kind and most merciful. From his mercy, respected elders and friends, is that he never felt it below himself to walk along with a widow or to assist a poor person to fulfill his needs. He visited the weak and the sick Muslims. He participated in the funeral, no matter who it was, no matter who the person was. He made sure he attended their funerals. He treated the orphans well and charitably. He commanded people to care for them and treat them with excellence. And he would often say that I and a patron of an orphan are as close in paradise as these two fingers, the index and the middle finger. Respected elders and friends, he also said that the best home or the best house among the homes of Muslims are one which there is an orphan and he is treated well. Such was his mercy, such was his compassion for the ummah. Listen to the next one. A leader is reliable. A ruler is reliant. A leader is reliable, a ruler is reliant. There are three things, or there are three signs of a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies.
When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And when he is trusted, he betrays his trust. Friends, listen to the next one. A leader elects people of expertise. A leader would elect people of expertise. A ruler elects people for expediencies. Meaning, whoever delegates a position to someone, whereas he has someone else more competent for that position, he has cheated Allah, he has cheated the Apostle, and he has cheated the Muslims. So a leader would look for expertise in his community. Who is the best person that can fulfill this post? Today, that post, the ruler would give it to context. Context. Friends, listen to the next one. A leader is free from greed. A ruler thrives on greed. A leader is free from greed. How many? 92 suitcases or something went there? 92 suitcases. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Three things are part of good morals of a believer. When he is overcome by anger, his anger should not drive him to falsehood. When he is happy, his happiness should not take him beyond the bounds of what is right. When he has power, he should not stake a claim to something which is not his. When he has power, he should not stake a claim to something which is not his. Respected elders and brothers, keeping this analogy in front of you, who is a leader and who is a ruler? Perhaps this is in the bigger context that I'm speaking. But every one of us, sometime or the other in our lives, perhaps, will have some type of authority over somebody. Whether be it the husband over his family, whether be it an employer over the employee, in whatever situation it might be, let us look at the guiding example of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had come into this world as a leader, not as a ruler. He came into this world as a leader, not as a ruler. Today, perhaps, is that what the world is waiting for? They are looking for leadership, not for rulership. Respected elders and friends, may Allah guide our leaders of this world. May Allah guide them to the qualities of the leadership of our mentor and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. One very important announcement, respected elders and friends. We have just touched the surface of the beautiful seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps they say we have just scratched the surface of the various qualities that Allah had given him. And in this regard, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that next week, Thursday, Dairize this date, the 10th, not the 11th of Feb. I don't know what's happening on the 11th of Feb. But on the 10th of Feb, inshallah, after the Isha Salah, after the Isha Salah, we have two, three important guests, inshallah. Here at our masjid, at Masjid al-Rahmah, inshallah, a seerah program will be taking place. Let us participate. What a beautiful way to spend the night of Yawmul Jum'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to listen to the lifestyle and to listen to the advices and to try to emulate the lifestyle of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, Isha Jama'ah will be at 8:30. Isha Jama'ah will be at 8:30. Next week, Thursday, we invite one and all, and we request inshallah that you pass this message on to one and all as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah.